Hi, I'm Marshall Younger, writer and director of the episode you just heard, Cover of Darkness.
And I'm Jonathan Crowe, sound designer of this episode.
Do you remember this scene from the show?
How could I forget it?
Dad, you're still here. I thought you might have left Odyssey.
Don't come over here. Just keep pumping your gas.
Now that sounds like a pretty simple scene, right?
Wrong.
Every scene on Adventures in Odyssey is the result of dozens of hours of work by many different people, like yourself, Jonathan.
Exactly.
Okay, so how does two people talking turn into that much work?
Glad you asked, Marshall.
Let's go behind the scenes. When the writing team talked about bringing back Eugene's dad, there was a lot of emphasis on the intrigue and the mystery of it. But our executive producer, Dave Arnold, decided that we needed to focus more on the emotional issues involved. So we did the show Cover of Darkness, which combined the intrigue and the heart. Now, after a writer finishes a draft, the entire Odyssey team, including engineers,
including me,
Jonathan, we get together and we do what's called a read-through. And we all take parts and we sit in a room and we read the script together.
And scene 8. Go.
Eugene.
Dad, you're still here. I thought you might have left Odyssey.
Don't come over here. Just keep pumping.
So after we're all done reading the script, then it's time for comments, which is fun for everyone except for the writer.
So in scene 8, I thought it just dragged on a little long, especially with...
It's 5 pages.
Yeah, with just 2 people going back and forth. The other part about that scene is it was... It felt a little awkward at the beginning with Eugene talking to himself.
Now, that was a good point. We try to keep characters from talking to themselves too much.
Otherwise, they might sound like a writer.
Exactly. We don't want that. So I thought, why not add like a gas station attendant talking to him over the intercom? So anyway, I took all of these notes and suggestions and wrote another draft or two. Then came the fun part.
Absolutely. That's when we went to Burbank, California, where we record the show in a sound studio there.
Okay, this is scene 8, take number 1, and we're rolling when you guys are set.
Eugene!
Dad, you're still here. I thought you might have left Odyssey.
Don't come over here. Just keep pumping your gas and don't look at me.
Oh.
When we record a scene, we always do several takes to get different readings of the lines. And sometimes, right there in the studio, we notice things that we need to add to make the scene just right.
We're going to need some vocal foley from you guys. I'm sure you haven't heard that phrase because we coined it, according to Glenn.
Vocal foley?
of you getting out of the car, or actually getting into the car and then getting out of it again.
Yeah, okay.
Wow! Watch out for the door!
Ow!
That's probably at 10. We wanted it at about 1.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of times, the actors themselves will notice things that they can add to the script.
Would it be funny if I said, seat belts? But we're not going anywhere. I know, but it's a good habit.
But then you have another sound effect. Oh, all right.
And that turned out to be a really good idea.
Yeah, funny idea. Very Eugene-like,
wasn't it? After we finish recording, we hand the show over to the sound designer.
That would be me.
Which would be you.
Yes, exactly.
Well, why don't you talk about your part of the process now?
Well, the first step for us is to take the voice track at it, and we go through every take, line by line, phrase by phrase, and we piece together the takes, making it the best that we can make it. Now, for example, there were 3 takes of this line.
The clerk. No offense, but we're engaged in a private conversation. The clerk. No offense, but we're engaged in a private conversation. The clerk. No offense, but we're engaged in a private conversation.
Now, I liked how he said the clerk, best in take 1, but I liked the second half of the line in take 3. So I took those pieces of lines and put them together and got this.
The clerk. No offense, but we're engaged in a private conversation.
Now, after we finished editing the voices, we send the show to our musician extraordinaire, John Campbell. And for this particular scene, I asked John to compose a sad, forlorn-type music score for the end of the scene.
Well, the forlorner, the better.
Yes,
that's
of course.
That's what I always say.
Then it was time to add in the sound effects. Now, Marshall, you would think that would be an easy job, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I thought this whole thing was going to be simple.
So the first thing that we did, we went down to a gas station just down the road here from Focus, and we recorded people filling their cars up with gas. Now, the gas station by itself was good, but it didn't have enough sound to it, so I decided to beef up the sound with some pre-recorded sounds that we have in our sound effects library. Mm-hmm. I added in some light traffic. Then we added some forest sounds. There's always birds out in a gas station.
Forest sounds? Where is this gas station?
And I even added a steam train in the distance.
A steam train? Okay.
Why not? So next, I turned my attention to the gas station attendant's voice. I took his normal sound.
Number four, you're ready.
Then I added some breakup.
Excuse me?
And then I added some beeps and clicks so you know it was an intercom.
One of those beeping and clicking intercoms.
Of course, yeah.
Quick exit or anything.
And then I filtered it all so it really sounded like a small junk speaker. So next, one of the more complicated parts of the scene had to happen is where I moved Eugene and his father into the car.
Well, why would that be complicated?
Well, it was complicated because one door would open and close, and when the door opened, we'd hear the outside. When it closed, we'd hear the car inside.
Okay, because you couldn't hear the steam train.
Exactly. We had to get rid of the steam train then. And while the two guys were sitting in the car, then I had to affect their voice to make them sound like they're in a car.
Right.
Well, I'm a Christian now. Mr. Whitaker has been my spiritual mentor.
Once I had the sounds in, I had to do what I call the mix. And that's where we get the sound levels at the right spot, hopefully, so that you can hear everything appropriately. And we want to do this because we don't want the sound effects overpowering the dialogue.
Dad, we're still here. I thought you might have left Otis.
Don't come over here. Just keep pumping your gas and don't look out.
So that's what I tried to do, Marshall. Let's just get the mix right, and so it creates the right image. And here's what a piece of that scene sounded like.
I can't keep having conversations while pumping gas.
That's all I can give you now.
Dad, wait! Seatbelt.
And that is what it takes to make a scene. So, Jonathan, after we've done all that and gotten scene 8 just perfect, you know what we have to do next, right?
It's time for scene 9.
Which is a lot worse.
Scene number 9, take number 1.